This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Oh my God, it's hot.
By the way, has anyone actually seen Cooking with Paris on Netflix yet? No? Chasey Trin, have you seen it? Yeah.
I've seen a snippet just because music news, but...
Yeah. Anyway, this is the segment where me and Chasey Trin and Shy Guy all bring something to the table that we've really been enjoying in the past week in the hopes that you integrate it also into your life. Now, I'm going to go first. Okay. And mine is a weird one because I do have a tendency to jump onto bandwagons late.
Mm.
So I watched Game of Thrones for the first time this year. Harry Potter for the first time this year.
That's right.
And over the weekend, Adrian and I watched The Hunger Games for the first time.
So did I.
Really?
Yes.
What? Did you watch the first one?
Yeah, all three.
Oh, I just watched the first two. We're going to watch the third one tomorrow.
They're very long.
The actual Hunger Games don't start until
An hour and a half in.
And you're like, what more can...
Yes.
Oh, gosh. But I found it quite... I really enjoy it. It's very watchable.
Good.
I love the costumes. And I like that really hot guy that is in the second one, not Peter. Peter's a useless character.
Oh,
like, why does she
even
care about him? He's bringing nothing to the table. She does all the hard work. She's like, Peter! Like, ditch him, man. But it also reminds me of how... In Family Guy, the accent for the mum says, Peter, Peter. Like
Lois,
Lois. The way she says Peter sounds like... Anyway, that's mine. Shaika, okay. Would you like to go next?
Yeah. Mine's also a streaming thing that you can watch. Yep. On Stan, I think Hunger Games is also on. Mm-hmm. I started watching Hacks.
Oh, I finished it all in one go.
It's
I loved it.
I went into it with a bit like, oh, I'll put it on and I'll go on TikTok at the same time. But I actually spent more time looking at the TV.
Whoa, you know that something's cool when
I
you
liked
actually
it. And
watch
it, was a bit,
it.
I liked it because it was a bit like behind the scenes of like a comedian and
totally.
I like that stuff. And in the first episode, she's chasing this you know, person down in her Rolls Royce, which I think is just boss
that
as.
Awesome. Yeah,
like,
you would like all the
great show. And each episode is only like 23 minutes, so it's easy watching.
Yeah.
On Stan, Hacks, check it out.
And Vegas. I love anything set in Vegas. I love Vegas.
Yeah, it's good.
That's my dream. When all this craziness is over... And my baby's off the boob, I'm going to Vegas.
I'll come.
Well, no, you're not invited.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I just invited myself.
You're not coming to Vegas with me and my husband. Oh, no, you can as the nanny. You're in. We can stay in the hotel.
Trin's offended.
Tasty Trin on Zoom is very, very angry. Sorry, Trin.
As you were pregnant, I was like, I'm your nanny. Like, that was literally the next career progression for me, was to leave the show and become
that
a nanny.
That would be a backward step for you, Dahl. You've tried you've really built yourself a career in digital media. You can't just give it up now. Maybe you could also
run the account.
She could run the baby's Instagram account and be the nanny. It's perfect.
And we could all go to Vegas.
Woohoo!
On a work trip.
Woohoo! All right, Tasty Trin, what's your That's Hot?
So I have to be honest here and say that I actually got introduced to my That's Hot by the other person that works on the show, Casual Sarah, who's been very casual working lately.
She's got another job. How dare she get a full-time job? Rude.
But it's an app called Depop. So D-E-P-O-P.
I love Depop.
Yeah. So it's pretty much like, it sells clothes and you buy secondhand clothes and you can sell your secondhand clothes. But it's just a really easy way to buy and sell those secondhand clothes. And it's really good for me because I love designer clothes, but obviously working in radio, I don't have the cash for it.
Not a designer.
So I love to buy it secondhand because then also it's good for the environment as well. And
amazing.
I've had this realization pad dress that I've wanted for like honestly forever. And I know the size that I want and everything. And it showed up yesterday for $80 and it retails for like almost $300 and boom. Trini girl got herself something exciting in lockdown.
Yeah,
it's
so hot. Depop isn't a great one. I'm a big fan. Get around it. Three great suggestions, guys. I hope that improves your life.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.